You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good afternoon, everyone, from Pacific Media World Headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin and the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide on the Civic Media app, along with Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. We come to you on this Wednesday, August 27th, 2025, a special edition of the show. Normally, we start off by saying it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, unfortunately, particularly for our neighbors to the west in Minnesota and Minneapolis. It is a tragic day. We come to you, of course, if you haven't had a radio or television on, there is a tragedy this morning in the Twin Cities. Want to get to what we know so far. At least two children were killed in this shooting in Minneapolis during a Catholic school mass to mark the first week of school. According to police, the shooter, who is dead, was identified as Robin Westman. Multiple law enforcement officials briefed on the matter told CNN and other sources children ages 6 to 14 are being treated for injuries at an area hospital with some in critical condition. Officials say the shooter fired through windows of the church at people sitting in the pews. At least 17 people are known to be injured and perhaps more as details are still coming in. It is alleged, according to police, that the shooter barricaded at least some of the church doors from the outside using 2x4s so as to keep victims contained in the church. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has addressed the tragedy briefly on social media, saying, quote, "We will get through this together. Hug your kids close," unquote. President Donald Trump is ordering all American flags on public buildings to be flown at half staff until sunset on Sunday in honor of the victims of today's mass shooting in Minnesota, per a proclamation released by the White House. An enormously tragic day, a tough issue, and here to discuss it with us, our normal Wednesday guest, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 on Civic Media, Pat Kreitlow, who joins us from his studios at Lake Wissota. And also Trygve Olsen, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project based outside of Washington, D.C. And welcome back to the program, although it's been much too long, the host of Native Roots Radio every evening here on Civic Media and across Minnesota as well, at least on our airwaves. He plays from 8 until 9, Robert Pilot. Gentlemen, I appreciate all of you being here. I just want to go around the table briefly and Pat Kreitlow, start us off and your thoughts today.
My thoughts are much less important, but the thoughts I think that are worth sharing are those of the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, who said what I feel perfectly. Do not say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying, he said. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. Thoughts and prayers has become an empty expression, and rightly so, because it symbolizes an unwillingness to do anything else. And Mayor Frey has been one of those very vocal about the need to get guns off the streets, to get guns out of the hands of people who may not necessarily be deserving of them because of mental incapacities or other threatening behavior. It's why we should have red flag laws, but we have politicians in Wisconsin that have fought that. So as much as this is currently about the victims, it is as well. It is never too soon to say there were things that could have been done to prevent this, and they were not.
We're going to hear from Mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, in just a couple of minutes. But Robert Pilot, you live in the Twin Cities. You've talked eloquently on your program about gun violence that has affected the Native communities, in particular in that area. Your thoughts on today's tragedy?
Well, thanks so much for having me on your show, Todd. I appreciate it. One of the things that I'd like to really mention is the day before today, there was a bunch of shootings in Minneapolis, too, where three were killed. And I just prayers out to the people that are working at these hospitals, because I don't know what kind of trauma they have, each day bringing in bodies that are very injured or dead. I just want to throw prayers out to them. And I really appreciate what Pat brought up with that. We need to talk about this. And I think the Republicans love to say, have some respect, don't talk about this. This is the time to talk about it right now and get some change in it, because this is more than ridiculous. This has been going on. This has been normalized, and we need to do something about that, and we really need to really talk about this. So, Todd, thanks again for having me on.
A pleasure is ours, and thank you for taking the time on this tragic but very, very important day. I want to hear more from Robert in particular, because you've really spoken on your show on Native Roots Radio to what we can do, you know, moving forward, how we address this. And it's important to, unfortunately, mark today, but I also think if we're ever going to change anything in this state, in this country, we have to look at real things that we can do legislatively, but beyond that as well. So I want to come back to Robert. Trigvi Olson, joining us from outside Washington, D.C. Trigvi, your first thoughts. You're all muted, by the way, my friend.
Unmuted. I'm sorry about that. I was turning up my volume. I mean, I grew up just outside of Minneapolis, St. Paul. My sister lives in St. Paul. Her kids go to Catholic schools, right? And I just think, I'm a gun owner, but we need to have a serious, serious conversation. It's always the same thing over and over again. And the truth of the matter is, you can believe in the Second Amendment, you can believe in the right for people to own guns, but we also have to have a conversation if, you know, in this case, it appears, I don't know the exact details, I just was looking at the news, though, it appears that it was a younger person, similar weapons as always. And, you know, there's nothing wrong if someone turns 18 and buys three ARs and 6,000 rounds of ammo for somebody from the government to come and say, hey, buddy, are you doing okay? Are you going to the range? And going to the range and saying, hey, have you seen this guy? And we should be able to have an honest conversation about it. And quite frankly, people who like to hunt, who like to own guns, people who like to go to the range need to lead in that conversation. And I agree completely. This isn't about thoughts and prayers. It needs to be about honest conversations. And it needs to start with people who own guns and believe in the Second Amendment.
We're covering breaking news at this hour this morning. At least 17 people have injured. Two children have been killed. The shooter also took his own life. There's conflicting reports about whether it was in the back of this church in Minneapolis or whether it was in the parking lot. But regardless, the shooter is also dead. At this hour, Robert Westman, who reportedly is a 23-year-old, who may have been connected tangentially either from the school or from the church. I want to hear Pat. We're joined by Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio, and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Pat spoke or touched on this earlier. Let's hear from the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry himself, the first cut, Zombers, if we could please, earlier this morning.
These were Minneapolis families. These were American families. And the amount of pain that they are suffering right now is extraordinary. And don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance. These are the sort of basic assurances that every family should have every step of the day, regardless of where they are in our country.
That was the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, this morning on this shooting. Gentlemen, I'm struck by this. I'm not gonna say the city is actually outside of Wisconsin. Not Minnesota, have very close friends. They send their kids to Catholic school, and they posted pictures on their social 2 days ago of their own kids going to first day of Catholic school. And you think it could have been them. It could have been them. Lots to get to in this show. In a twist of irony, Democratic Senator of Wisconsin, State Senator Kelda Royce, amongst those about an hour ago, just up the street at the Capitol here in Wisconsin, introducing new legislation to prohibit concealed carry of firearms on college and university campuses in Wisconsin. That has come up before in this state and has not been taken up under Republican control. And this comes on the heels of new reporting this morning as well from Kelly Meyerhofer of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a great in-depth piece here. You'll recall we covered this, unfortunately, this spring, a murder-suicide at UW-Platteville in southwest Wisconsin. Details coming out now that the young woman in this case who did the who committed the crime, who murdered a fellow student and then took her own life, there were several signs. Everything from not getting her teaching certificate to weird behavior, odd behavior that the roommate reported, to being withdrawn. What are we missing as a society where it's not just legislation, although I'm, like Trevi is saying, as a owner of hunting weapons, I'm all for red flag laws, waiting periods. I don't think people should be able to have an AR-15. That's just my opinion. But Scott McFarlane on CBS this morning, who is a great reporter, who's covered January 6th, who's covered the course, he brought this up, and I will start with you, Pat. We'll get the other two on the other side. He brought this up, Scott McFarlane at CBS, that of these mass shootings that he has covered, many are committed with firearms that were obtained at least in the home legally and would not have been restricted by red flag laws, would not have been restricted by some of these things, and they tend to happen more often with young white males meeting 35 or under. What do we gather from that, if anything, Pat Kreitlow?
Well, we gather that we have essentially coddled a perverted view of the Second Amendment that makes people, especially young men, feel like it's inevitable that guns are everywhere and that they should learn them, and that is an acceptable way to act out in their frustrations and then in their behavior, because they don't see anybody taking the issue seriously. And I don't mean personally, we obviously all are taking this issue seriously. I mean people in positions of power that should know better. We can only say so many times that we have to address the gun culture and the criminal penalties and the widespread availability of these weapons, but it really isn't going to change until we can confront the people who, by the way, tomorrow or next week are going to put out another press release saying that Democrat Party is trying to take away your guns again. And they need to be confronted more forcefully with this simple question. What the hell? What the hell is, how many more children have to die for you to take seriously that this is a solvable problem that you refuse to do? You would rather take the side of the mass killers. And that is in no way hyperbole, Todd. When Bill Berrien, candidate for governor, says he wants to get rid of the permits for concealed carry, that is literally taking the side of mass shooters over the lives of our children. And we need to stop cowering about that and say that to their faces until they decide that maybe we should and could come up with a better policy.
Trigvi Olson and I are both former Republicans. Trigvi has worked at some of the highest levels of the Republican Party. When we come back, I want Trigvi's answer on, is what Pat just said even possible in today's MAGA, Trump-controlled world? And Robert Pilot has spoken eloquently on Native Roots Radio about taking care of our younger generation and whose responsibility is it to go beyond legislation and to work within families to solve this crisis. It's a special edition of the Todd Allball Show. You're listening to Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 22 past the hour of 2 o'clock on Wednesday, August 27th. We are covering the Latest, unfortunately, mass shooting, this time in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. Here's what we know so far. At least two children were killed in a shooting today at a Catholic school during mass on the first week of school, according to police. The shooter is dead, allegedly took his own life. He was identified as Robin Westman, a 23-year-old from the Minneapolis area. May have had connections to the church as well. Children as young as six up to 14 are being treated for injuries at area hospitals, some in critical condition. Officials say the shooter fired through the windows of the church at people sitting and praying in the pews. At least 17 in total are injured from the church, and that he had barricaded the doors, at least some of the doors, with 2x4s to keep people inside. We are joined this half hour here by Robert Pilot, the host of Native Roots Radio, who lives in the Twin Cities, and also Trigvi Olson, senior advisor on the Lincoln Project, who grew up just across the Mississippi River in River Falls, has family in the Twin Cities area as well. He joins us via StreamYard from Washington, D.C. Guys, before we get back into the discussion, and if folks want to call in, please do. We'll take your thoughts, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app or on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube as well. Before we get back into the discussion, I want to take one more cut. This is from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey this morning at the press conference after the mass shooting.
There are no words that can capture the horror and the evil of this unspeakable act. Children are dead. There are families that have a deceased child. You cannot put into words the gravity, the tragedy, or the absolute pain of this situation.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, today. Trigvi Olson, I want to pick up where the many thanks to our colleague Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 9, who joined us at the top of the show. Trigvi, Pat, of course, a former Democratic state senator of Wisconsin. You and I used to be part of the Republican Party. Both of us have since left that party. You've worked for people all the way up, not just in the state of Wisconsin, but people like John McCain out in Washington. You know our former party well. To Pat's point that the Republican Party, the Republican MAGA voters, need to wake up at some point and support reasonable legislation like waiting periods and red flag laws. Is that even politically possible in the era we find ourselves in, Trigvi?
Probably not.
Yeah. That's just the reality, right?
Probably not.
As long as you have, and I think this, and I don't want to go too far down and make it all about politics, because there are people grieving at this hour for loved ones they have lost, but also we can't ignore that the importance of these elections coming up in 2026, if we want real change, right, Trigvi?
I'm gonna be honest. I suspect it will become the pretext to saying that Texas National Guardsmen need to be out on the streets in Minneapolis and St. Paul. That's what I suspect it will be. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, you know, there's the National Guard now out here in D.C. And I was taking Ula, my oldest daughter, who some of you met on the show. I was taking her to see, she's a big women's basketball fan. I don't know how she's gotten into it, but she's totally into it. So she wanted to go see the Washington Mystics. They're over in Anacostia, which is a really bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, dropping your 16-year-old off in that neighborhood, I was a little nervous about it, but she was going with a friend. No National Guard there, but I had to drive down Constitution to get there, and the National Guard's out on the mall.
Yeah.
It's like, they're not even where the crime is.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I that's what I really think it will become the pretext for.
Unfortunately, I agree with you, Robert.
Sadly to say, that's the way autocrats work.
And Trigvi, for those that don't know, has fought autocracies and autocrats in Eastern Europe, and is the only person I know is actually banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin himself. So he wears that badge of courage. Robert Pilot, you live in Minneapolis. You live in the Twin Cities area. Again, you're
legislation obviously needed. And I don't know all the laws in Minnesota as well as you do, but we think over here in Wisconsin, we think, well, Minnesota is a bluer state, has had a Democratic legislature and of course, Tim Walz, Democratic governor, and still with those laws in the book, this tragedy happens today.
Well, yeah, and that's be clear, the further away you get from tall buildings, the redder it gets. And so thank goodness land doesn't vote, but we're just here in the Twin Cities as blue where most of people live. Mm-hmm. I agree with Mr. Olson when he said that this is going to be a precursor for, we're on the chopping block here for the Trump administration to bring the National Guard in too and troops just because of George Floyd. And all those things that have happened in the last 5 years. And it was interesting. Kristi Noem made a press conference, or not a press conference, but a tweet or something very early on. And so the precursor of her coming, and I got to just remind everyone too that's listening that Kristi Noem cannot be in any of the 11 tribes. She's been banished from all the 11 tribes in her state. So it's illegal for her to be in any of those places, especially after she said that we're all drug dealers and part of the cartel.
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw that out there too. One of the things that really concerns me is this next upcoming election. If we can get the Democrats back into power, we need to push them to do things like this. Because again, I'm sitting here watching this illiterate orange person do all these things where we have smarter Democrats, hopefully, that could maybe possibly. Why don't we have national health care?
Yeah.
Why don't we have these things that we could easily do, take care of our people?
Robert Pilot, host of Up North, Native Roots Radio, Tribute Olson, Lincoln Project. Come back. Farm News Report next. We'll continue to discuss this tragedy in Minneapolis on the All Ball Show and the Civic Media Radio Network. Your calls next as well. Stay with us. To a special edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for Wednesday, August 27th, 2025, now 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. We are covering the breaking news out of the Twin Cities today, Minneapolis specifically, in our friends and neighbors to our west in Minnesota. Here is what we know so far. At least two children are known so far to have been killed in a shooting in Minneapolis during a Catholic school mass to mark the first week of school. Officials say the shooter fired through windows at people sitting in the pews, some on their knees in prayer, injuring at least 17. Authorities will be holding a news conference shortly to update that. And as long as we can monitor that, perhaps we can bring folks some of that if it's possible. The shooter, who is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, was identified as Robin Westman, according to law enforcement. And in a twist of cruel irony, being reported now that Annunciation Catholic School, where this all happened, it was a church connected to the Catholic school, started the school year with the theme, quote, "a future filled with hope," unquote, based on a verse in the book of Jeremiah. Certainly, our friends and neighbors in the Twin Cities, particularly at Annunciation Catholic School, are going to need all of us to be sending our prayers and good vibes for some hope, because many of whom are not going to be feeling that today. Joining us to discuss this in greater depth, co-host of Native Roots Radio, which can be heard every evening here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 8 until 9, Robert Pilot, and also Trigvi Olson, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from his home outside of Washington, D.C. Robert Pilot lives in the Twin Cities. Gentlemen, again, thank you very much for joining us on this tough day. Gary Tipler, watching on Facebook, coincidental, Gary, you would ask this. He says it'd be great if there would be a meet and greet event with Robert Pilot sometime. Well, we're going to work on that, Robert. Maybe do our shows together sometime. And because you guys do a great show every evening. And And I think it's so important to hear from Native voices because it is a very, very important part of Wisconsin history, but American history as well.
Yeah, thank you. We're prehistory, so I appreciate that. You know, we talk a little bit about, you know, our mental health, our spirituality as Native people, and to remind our listeners or your listeners, Todd, that, you know, we've had our boarding schools where people have had their identity stolen from them. And what's really been exciting as being a former high school teacher and having an all Native homeroom and being really connected with the Twin Cities and especially St. Paul, where I live, with the children, I see an uptake in our young ones really gravitating to their Native culture and who they are and really trying to find out, where there's been a couple generations, including my generation, where we are hiding out. You know, we don't want to be out and about. We don't want to say we're Native. And just to put a lot of things in perspective, I was a junior in high school when we were able to practice our own religion legally in this country. So wow. I'm only 64. Yeah. Well, I guess that's pretty old, but well, I feel
not,
young.
Not to me, not to a 55-year-old. Detroit is even a year older than me. So.
Yeah. But to put those things in perspective and being able to really, you know, have your auntie and have your uncle and have people help you find out who you are, it's so important. I think we all need to grasp that. And I think a lot of people, the colonized people here, do not realize that they were in a tribe at one time, maybe a thousand years ago. They had felt the same way, where they were connected to the earth and plants and the sun and the earth, you know. So we all are connected. And you see the medicine wheel, and that means white people, red people, yellow people, and black people all come together sometime. Mm-hmm. And that's a prophecy. And hopefully someday in my lifetime, we'll get closer to that again.
If you'd be so very kind, Robert, talk to us a little bit about what you've talked about on Native Roots Radio with your daughter when you had these tragic shootings, gun violence, that touched specifically, as you reported, Native-on-Native violence within your community there. And you talked really eloquently about it's not just legislation, although that's important, mm-hmm. but it really gets back to becoming connected as human beings within families, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I kind of just touched a little bit about that, but it is reaching out to somebody that's Native. And, you know, in the Twin Cities, in Minneapolis specifically, there's the largest indigenous urban community in the country, with over 75,000 people living in Minneapolis and 115 different tribes recognized there. And I got that information from Minneapolis Public Schools. So I imagine, too, St. Paul is very similar. So, you know, I hate to take the cliche of it takes a village, but really it takes a village to raise our kids and to speak out and when they're not doing good, to reach out and find out what they're not doing, no matter if you are blood or not. It's just that we are such a small community where it's less than 3%, and we have to really stick together and stay away from the lateral violence and the jealousy that we didn't have as people 500 years ago.
Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio, joining us here along with Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, you're the father. You've talked openly and proudly about it on this show of two daughters, you and your wife. And Robert, you're a dad. I am not. I have godsons, but no children on my own. So you guys have actually raised kids. Trigvi, in your opinion, as a dad, but also someone who's traveled this world, to Robert's point, yes, I mean, I think all three of us on this program would agree that some sort of legislation is needed to help address gun violence. But how much of this just comes down to parenting? And then what about the single parents out there that are working their butts off just to pay the mortgage or keep food on the table? What responsibility is it for the rest of us to help them in providing a safe and positive environment for these kids?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, how your kids are kind of starts with, in part, how you raise them, and then in part, you know, the circumstances in which they're in, which sometimes are related. I just think, you know, like when these kinds of things happen, there's a tendency for everybody to pay attention for a brief period of time, mm-hmm. and then it just sort of passes. And it's hard to say. I mean, I don't know what would compel somebody to go and do that. I do think one of the things that, and I hate to be one of these guys because you sound like, you know, sort of in my day, you're like grumpy old man from right. Saturday Night Live back in the day. But, you know, I just think about, Todd, you and I've had this conversation before. You know, back when I wanted to go hunting with my dad at 14, I had to go through hunter safety. Mm-hmm. And the class was taught by a guy named A.D. Halverson, who was a true American hero. And I don't mean like hero in sort of the way we think about him now. I mean, the guy fought in Iwo Jima, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. Like, and you never knew it, never talked about it. But I will tell you this too. You learned you don't point a gun at somebody, whether it's loaded or unloaded. You always check the gun to make sure that it's the breech is empty. Like, and I just don't know that same sense of respect. I mean, to this day, when I pick up a gun, I think about 80 and always mm-hmm. click it open to check. And I think that he probably would come down from heaven or wherever he's at and kick my posterior if I didn't.
Right.
Yeah. He's a little bit of a crusty old guy too, mm-hmm. but like, I just don't know that we have that same respect. Like we have all this false heroism and, you know, because I think some of it is our generation, the baby boomer generation, and subsequent generations. We think we've been tested, but we've never really been tested. Mm-hmm. I mean, people like A.D. Halverson held their best friend dying on an island at 19 years old for democracy.
Yeah.
It's interesting you said that too, because I graduated from high school in 1979, and I look back at our yearbooks, and we had a gun range in our high school, our St. Paul Public School, in the basement, and that had to do with learning how to, like you said, Mr. Olson, is to how to handle this non-toy, this non-thing, and the power that people get when they just hold a gun, and those psychological things that happen and change their way of thinking. You know, there's education, there's these things, but again, running around with and I believe he just had a shotgun and a long gun and a pistol and emptied out everything and then killed himself.
Yeah.
Well, clearly he never had hunter safety, because he'd have learned you don't shoot any of those guns. You never point them at anybody,
yeah,
loaded
right.
or unloaded.
We're,
clearly something deficient happened.
And let's go live now to Minnesota, to the Twin Cities, where Governor Tim Walz has just stepped up to the microphone for a special press conference.
A wish that any of these words would make what you're feeling now better, but it won't. A place that's founded on community, founded on service, founded on family. I'd like to give special thank you to the mayor and the team in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis Police Department, Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, Minnesota State Patrol, the BCA, so many agencies, our federal partners in the FBI, the first responders, and the heroic work that's happening now as we speak at multiple medical locations, including Hennepin County Medical Center, where most of our children were transported to receive the life-saving care. The thoughts and prayers and the hopes and the support that we need to give them in this moment too is critical. Speaking with all the people here, and grateful to our federal partners, Senator Klobuchar speaking early this morning, and receiving a call from President Trump, who was with his leadership team of the Attorney General and the Vice President, expressing their deep condolences amongst the horror that happened, and an offer to provide the support to the folks here in Minnesota of what's needed. So there's a lot of cameras here, and Unfortunately, we have been through these types of things. They will be gone at some point. All of you, you have to do your jobs. But what happened here today will not be gone. Minnesotans will not step away. We'll stand with this community. We'll redouble ourselves to do the best we can to understand what we can do to prevent any parent from having to receive the calls they received today, from any school dedicated to children having to respond to a situation that, as we said, is unthinkable, but that's all too common, not just in Minnesota, but across this country. It's Minnesota's day today, and it's my strongest desire that no state, no community, no school ever experiences a day like this. So I ask the rest of the folks around the country who are watching, keep us in your thoughts and prayers, but also keep us in the thoughts for action.
Keep us in the ideas remarks that we can of Governor, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in the Twin Cities today in Minneapolis on the heels of this mass shooting this morning in a Catholic school in Minneapolis. We'll come back with Robert Pilot, Trevi Olson to wrap up this hour. Stay with us, a special edition of the Todd Allville Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to a special broadcast of the Todd Allville Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 3 o'clock. Obviously, for obvious reasons, know what's worse today just wouldn't be appropriate. We're going to continue to follow this breaking news out of the Twin Cities and Minneapolis today in Minnesota, where Annunciation Catholic School mass shooting today. At least 17 people are injured. At least 2 children have been killed while they were praying in church during the service. The gunman broke through the windows, shot through from the outside into the church through the windows after barricading at least 1 or 2 of the doors, and then took his own life in the back of the church or the parking lot. The details are not quite there yet. Helping us cover this today, Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio joins us from his home in the Twin Cities. Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from outside of our nation's capital at Washington, D.C. Gentlemen, before we go back to you, this is courtesy of CBS News. We're about a minute behind here just because of the commercial break, but the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, has stepped up to this live press conference. Once again, an update from Minneapolis. Here is the mayor, Jacob Frey, of Minneapolis.
Thank you, Governor. Throughout the morning, we have seen this extraordinary Minneapolis family step up in thousands of different ways. People with strength, resilience, compassion, and love for the families that have been forever impacted by this heinous act. We want to make sure that we're doing everything possible for them right now, and I want to give a special thank you, and we are so grateful to all of the faculty and the teachers at Annunciation. The way that they acted during severe threat and danger was nothing short of heroic. This is a tragic and horrible event that should never occur, and it would have been all the more tragic and horrible had they not stepped in, at times perhaps put themselves in danger to protect others. As horrible as this has been, it could have been far worse. I'm grateful for our law enforcement partners, our police officers in the Minneapolis Police Department and other law enforcement agencies well beyond that step up, that answered the call to make sure that they were running towards danger when so many of the rest of us would have run in the other direction. Thank you. We are so appreciative of your service. To Principal DeBoer and your whole team, the ethic that you have showed, the love that you've shown, it's flat out incredible. And at the same time, look, we need to be doing more than talking. It can't just be words. There needs to be action. And when we have seen school shooting after school shooting, when we have seen churches get shot up by horrible actors, I think the impetus has to be on all of us as leaders to do a whole lot more, to recognize that we've got more guns in this country than we have people. And it's on all of us to recognize the truth and the reality that we can't just say that this shouldn't happen again and then allow it to happen again and again beyond that. It's on all of us. And I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone. We should be operating from a place of love for our kids. Kids died today. This needs to be about them. This needs to be wrapping our arms around these families with every bit of love that we can possibly show. And I know that our Minneapolis family and well beyond is prepared to do exactly that. And so my message to everyone out there is, again, these families are experiencing some acute pain right now. But don't just think of these as somebody else's kids. Think of your own.
That's the mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey, wrapping up a press conference live there. Many thanks to CBS Radio News for that audio. Robert, you live in the Twin Cities. A minute from you and Trigvy both, if I could, please. Just your final thoughts there. The mayor talking about, you talked about it when tragedy struck the Native community in Minneapolis. People, there are helpers, as Mr. Rogers used to say. There are good people out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I really am thinking of the victims that went through this tragic that'll be with this tragedy that will be with them the rest of their lives. And I want to give a shout out to the people, the adults there. There were two who were shot, but also that how they could have been a lot worse, because it sounds like there was a lot of firepower going on. So I've been watching this all day, and reporters here locally are crying, and it's just hitting the whole Twin Cities in the state of Minnesota. We need to do something about this, and we need to do something about this yesterday. So Todd, thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's a pleasure. You can continue to join Robert every night from 8 until 9 on Native Roots Radio here on Civic Media. Trigvy, a little less than a minute. Final thoughts from you.
I mean, it's just a sad day again, and it gets tiring that we have the same day. But I will tell you, at the end of the day, you know, for those on the left who, like, the only way this gets solved is Americans across party lines working together to solve it. And so it is incumbent upon reasonable people on the right to have an honest conversation, but the other side has to not politicize it either. We need to be adults about it. And
a reminder thank you, Trigvy. Reminder that if you or someone you know needs help, is facing a mental crisis, you can dial 988. Text or call 988. Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio, Trigvy Olson, Lincoln Project. Thank you very much for taking your time to be here on this important day. Stay tuned, folks. ABC and CBS updates on weather, sports, and we'll come back with hour two as well on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.